Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It's been a while since Texas had one of these. Rice is a must-win game. If you start the season 0-2, a blowout loss to Notre Dame, if you follow that up with a loss to Rice at home, I mean, I don't know what his contract payout is. Somebody's going to be in there punching a calculator.
I don't know if Notre Dame's really that good, but they were dominant, and they were clearly the better team. And I have to admit, I already punched a button on Rice plus 16.5.
We've seen what happens with Baylor if they have one loss. They're in doubt. Last year, their best win was Oklahoma, and that's all they had to lean on. And that's not enough. They didn't do enough in non-conference, and that's what I tell you. Just in case your conference is down one year, I think, and really, I wish it would be a rule that you had to schedule one other Power 5 conference. I know that's not going to happen, but it should be a rule.
Well, some of the conferences are heading towards that.
It just makes sense.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780, ESP is your number, 713-780-3776, or you hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ's The Real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, boy, a lot of good stuff. We riled up the Baylor folks with our rankings. Jerome riled up everybody with his take, which I blame you for. And we've had a lot of college football talk today, a little bit of NFL, a little bit of everything, man. Been a fun show. Everything available on our website, ESPN975.com, and full show podcast. So everything's right there. And we've had some healthy disagreements today on some stuff, which is cool. So I like it when people bring some different ideas. We also talked to a high school ref about the whole thing that was going on there. So been fun so far. You can always listen to the show on TuneIn Radio. You can also listen on the ESPN Radio app. As well as the website, ESPN975.com, and of course, the old-fashioned way, terrestrial radio. And I wanted to hit on this again, because Ed asked, so why the big mix-up with shows and people changing stations? If you tuned in earlier today, you heard a lot of new shows. We've got a new lineup that we've gone a lot more local, and I think John can explain it better than I can, but the idea was to get this station to have more local programming, and you know, and the other stations going more towards the network side of things, and certainly, I'm for more local stuff, and really we didn't, you know, the only difference on the noon show is that Granato's replacing Bunin. There's a flip flop there, but I think everyone was in agreement that the Lebatard show was not really a good fit for the market. So, John, go ahead and tell people what we did one more time.
We got Reality Check with Barry Warner and Dylan Gwynn, the mighty yes. Dylan Gwynn.
The mighty one. And I like to just call him the mighty.
Ridiculous.
The mighty one.
The mighty one and the Radio Hall of Famer, Barry Warner, from 9 until 10. And from 10 until noon, we have John Granato and Raheel with
Dell.
Yes.
Don't forget Dell.
And then we have the Unfiltered Show with John Granato and Sean Salisbury from noon until 2.
Yeah, so basically we filled that 9 to 12 slot with local programming, Raheel and Granato, and then Granato just flip-flop with Bunin, who's now over on the network. So
yes, and something else cool that's kind of launched this week is a website called Podcast Arena. It's up. It's called podcastarena.com. All our podcasts are going to be placed on podcastarena.com. It's kind of cool because it's very, very mobile-friendly. So if you guys are driving around in your car and you want to listen to a podcast, you missed the first hour. The first hour of the show would be podcasted minutes after the second hour starts, and you can just go to podcastarena.com, find the Blitz, and it's very mobile friendly.
And I'm very excited about some of the other things we're going to do on Podcast Arena, including some maybe a Game of Thrones podcast next year, things like that.
Nice.
So we got a lot of cool stuff coming, and including a podcast that I'm helping get started with a couple friends of mine that I think is going to be awesome. If you can imagine, Crossfire meets Drunk History.
Yeah.
I'm going to have two politically completely opposite people, two attractive women who are very smart about their politics. They're going to drink a bottle of wine and then debate a topic, then take a shot, debate a topic. It should be very entertaining. We're going to have that going pretty soon here, especially just in time for, I want to get it with a year to go before the elections.
Yeah.
So it should be very entertaining. And, but Yeah, Seth, I've been working on a lot of little stuff that's besides the show, including, and one part of Podcast Arena that we are going to do is our audiobooks, and AJ and I will have the first one, which will be this long-awaited sports betting book as an audiobook. It'll be available for you very soon. We're producing it now, and I've got three lined up for by the end of the year that we're going to do, including an audio version of Acing Racing for those of you who didn't want to take the time to read it. That'll be up, and then we've got another one that Craig Shelton's doing that involves the Houston hip-hop scene and a bunch of really great ideas for next year. So that's going to also tie in with Podcast Arena, but the Gow Audiobooks is about to become a thing, and we're launching. We're almost ready to go. We're starting it off with AJ. AJ and I are batting lead off on this thing, so that way we can work out all the bugs before we start bringing in other people. But a lot of exciting stuff going on, man. Podcast Arena with that. It's just it's an exciting time for us and being involved here with the station and with Gow Media. So we're getting all kinds of getting to do all kinds of cool stuff. And I'm excited because, yeah, I'm getting to be involved in some different projects too. So, yeah, all good stuff. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And somebody asking, horse betting podcast in the works. I think, you know, depending on how things go, there's no shortage of possibilities for us on podcasts, but I definitely want to do one on definitely want to do a Game of Thrones, maybe Banshee. I think there's enough interest in that and we've got enough connections there where we can get a lot of good guests for that. So there's a lot we can do. It's just a matter of how much time and effort AJ and I want to put into things. But yeah, I think there's a lot of possibilities out there. Anyway, I am not doing the political podcast, by the way. I just want to make that clear. Oh, okay. I've just got two other people to do it who will be very entertaining. And you'd much rather hear hot women than me talk.
Well, you want to moderate?
No. I probably...
I think you should do it. It's going to be chicks doing it?
Yes.
I think you should do it in like a really crude fashion and be like... Now, what do you honeys think about abortion? Like,
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking I'm going to...
Because I feel like you think that it's your choice, but it's really a man's choice what you do with your body.
A32 says the strain greater than Game of Thrones. Sorry, I respectfully disagree. And I think it's a nice little show, but let's...
I like the strain. I'll be honest, I watched an episode of The Strain last night, and I realized that I've got four episodes on my DVR. I was like, oh, God, I got some catching up to do. So if I let it pile up like that.
Yeah. And look, if you like it, good for you.
I do like it, but I don't love it.
See, I'm just at that point now where it's nothing but football. Because I didn't even watch the last two Hell on Wheels yet. That's how far behind I am. Because it's just now that football started, that's all I can focus on.
You remember a couple weeks ago when my TV died?
Yeah.
My new TV has that... I don't know what the hell the difference is. It's a bunch of Hertz or something, like where it has that soap opera look to everything. You know what I'm talking about?
The refresh rate?
I guess that's what it is. But have you seen the TVs that look like... It looks less like TV, and it's almost too real looking. And I watch some of these shows, and I'm like, maybe this... Like, it looks... I mean, the quality of the television looks good, but when you see the shows like that, it makes you think that the acting is really bad or something. I don't know what's going on with it, but The Strain last night I was watching, and when the master, the king of all the zombie vampires or whatever the hell those things are,
yeah,
when he's like going into this new body, I'm like, oh, this is terrible. But
would you get it at like 240, 120? The refresh rate, the Hertz?
I don't know.
It's great for watching actually live football games and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't pixelize as much as some of the older TVs. And this is kind of my geekiness coming out. But it works extremely well for soccer and for football when those fast, what's it called? There's a lot of movement in the sport. The refresh rate doesn't pixelize as much. So I think you got a good TV. It sounds like you got a good TV.
Yeah, I like the TV, and I can adjust it, but I'm trying to get used to it because that's what, I mean, I assume that's how TV's supposed to be watched going forward, and that's how shows are going to start, you know, making their TV. But and you're right, for sports, it does look way better, but for regular TV, it's a little bit alarming at how bad things look, like, or how bad the acting appears to be when it's like that, because it looks like a soap opera.
couple things. Nick says wrestling podcast. I'm sure that's something that'll be in the works. We have no shortage.
They asked me about doing a UFC podcast every week, and you know, every week. Yeesh.
Well, we'll see. And that's the thing. I think it's some of these we have to determine if it's worth doing every week or if it's worth doing one before every big UFC card. You know, that might be, you know, more. You know, but we'll see. It's just it's a real new deal. Ned asks, are the podcast part of your new contract or is that extra scratch? Well, that's all stuff we have to work out. So the audiobooks thing is something that we are going to do okay with that because, you know, that's kind of our, we're selling a book, so
right.
We get a percentage of that. But everything else we're still working on, but we're going to be involved, and I'm excited, man. It'll also give us a chance to branch out and do some things that we are, you know, pretty knowledgeable about, but also do some stuff that we enjoy that we can't spend a whole hour on the show on Game of Thrones unless something really wild happens. But
as you know, I don't like to do very much work, though.
Well, see, I'm actually enjoying this, man.
I try to limit how much work I really do.
I'm enjoying the hell out of this. I really am. I'm having so much fun, you know, getting some of this stuff going and getting a chance to come up with some ideas and work out some stuff. I mean, it's a lot of fun for me.
A lot of people tell me I can change the mode where it doesn't look like the soap opera, and I know. I mean, I've done it a couple times, but I like the way it looks for sports.
And you don't want to go flipping back and
forth. Yeah, I don't want to be back and forth. I'm just trying to get accustomed to it, you know, on regular shows, but. My wife hates it, but I'm not letting her change it.
All right. We come back. I promise I'll do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. I'll let AJ pick which one of the three we do because there's three of them that are so bizarre that we've got to do it. But right now, I got to tell you, if you're a business owner, you're looking for more leads, if you tried looking your business up on the internet, if it's hard to find, more likely your customers are having an even more difficult time trying to find you. That's where SiteJab comes in. They've helped local businesses grow their leads from 30 to as much as 75% in just a few months. And imagine what those leads can mean to your bottom line. And talking to Hector, who runs this business, it's a lot of the things we like to do here. We like to help you grow your business. We like to help you make contacts. Well, SiteJab gets you online, and they're going to get you more business. There's so many success stories that he's been telling me about, businesses that started as mom and pops that are now having to hire several people because they've gotten so big. At least 30%. You're going to be able to grow your business working with Hector and working with the guys at SiteJab. Hector started his business with a vision to help local business owners find success in a very competitive online market. He's helped businesses make a lot of money by getting more leads. And guys over in Beaumont and the Golden Triangle, he can help you too. Based right here in Houston, it's going to help your business get better and better. Over 80% of consumers look online first before making a purchase decision. And if you're not anywhere to be found, call the guys at SiteJab.com. As a business owner, nothing is more important to you than getting your phones to ring. They know how to do it. They're going to help you grow your business. So if you're getting frustrated, don't be frustrated anymore. If you've got your business as a startup, you're trying to get it going, give the guys at SiteJab a call. Talk to Hector. They will help you out. Call SiteJab.com. Schedule a free consultation. If you sign up for their services, they're even going to throw in a free mobile website, which is a $400 value. But you have to call right now, 713-999-4661. That's 713-999-4661. Get more clicks and leads at SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661.
ESPN
97.5. Found a statue of a girl.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
I just watched that. Have you seen the Kim Davis video where she's coming out of jail?
Yes.
And they play Eye of the Tiger when she comes out?
Oh, my God.
You people are lunatics. All of you, I don't know. Her husband wears overalls, like denim overalls. You can't make it up. You can't make
Kentucky.
It up.
It's Kentucky. What do you want? I don't think the woman should have been in jail, but she shouldn't have a job.
The problem is she's an elected official.
Well, don't we get rid of elected officials all the time?
Right, but it takes a process. It's more than just you're fired. You know what I mean? So
you know what I don't understand? And
I'm with you. I think it's dumb to throw her in jail.
No, but what I don't understand is if you object to something in your job,
you should just leave that job.
Exactly. Did you see the Muslim woman who got angry because she was asked to serve alcohol on a flight. She was a flight attendant. Yeah. And she refused to do it.
This isn't the job for you, honey.
Then go do something else. If it offends you, if it doesn't fit your religious beliefs, there's 1,000 other jobs out there. Go do it. But listen, don't go a job that you just.
If you're my cashier at Walgreens and I want to go buy condoms and you're a Catholic, you're going to have to sell me those condoms. If you're my checker at HEB and you're Muslim and I'm buying bacon, you have to sell me bacon.
Don't have to eat it.
Yeah. Listen, you just don't. You're allowed to have whatever religious beliefs you want. Just
absolutely, but
have those at your house, not at work.
No, and if you're that offended by something, don't do it. Go get another job. Believe me, if they came in here and started telling us we had to do certain things, see ya.
Yeah.
If it were something that offended my beliefs, if I don't really have a lot of beliefs, but if I did, then I wouldn't do it. I don't understand why. I don't get people sometimes. John, several people asking who that was. If you could. Pass that on. And also...
That last song?
Yeah.
That was Koi Pond, Glass the Sky.
Okay. Everything is local today. Local music. So if you hear something you like, just hit Jong up on Twitter. If you're not on Twitter, it won't help you because I'm going to tweet out the list later. But maybe you should get on Twitter. There's a lot of bot females out there. And then I'm getting a lot of questions about the $5 FanDuel League. It's just FanDuel.com/Fowler. And that thing's filling up fast, so if you want a spot, jump in. We're not doing the Thursday game so that you'll have a little more time. All right.
It's so awesome that the day after tomorrow, there's football that matters, Fred.
Every
NFL,
day.
NFL
every
football.
Every day. Every day.
Oh, it's so great that we've got NFL, a real live NFL game.
I know.
Man, we haven't talked at all about the story from Tom Brady and what Outside the Lines has kind of uncovered.
You know what? Let's do that. Let's do that.
I think that it's... I don't know who it's more damning to, Roger Goodell or the Patriots, but it's not a good look for either. And there are, I'll wait until we find proof or whatever, but Outside the Lines doesn't miss a lot. When they go digging into stuff, they typically come up with some good stuff. And unlike this concussion protocol thing that basically Sony backed down off of the NFL on, Outside the Line seems unafraid to go after people, especially think about what the investment that ESPN has in the NFL. But
see, I'm taking a totally different approach to this.
What do you think of it?
I think the timing of this is very suspicious to me. As a former journalist, keep in mind ESPN screwed this up from the beginning. They misreported that as much as they did the deflation thing. And timing-wise, this is to just get people talking about it again and get ratings because it falls on the heels of the whole Tom Brady thing that the NFL just lost. And you don't think the NFL – I think the NFL is more than happy to see that, you know what? Look at these cheating bleeps.
Yeah.
So I'm very suspicious of the whole report. That's why, I think there's motives to everything and – even in journalism, that's why, and I've seen a lot of these where I just think there's motives behind it. In this case, I'm kind of, okay.
Yeah.
And I don't really care anyway. So, but,
listen, we'll see what comes out of this. I think that if any of this stuff is proven, though,
but again, most of the stuff's coming from, a lot of it's from disgruntled ex-employees, which I never trust.
Right.
Because I've had disgruntled ex-employees who lied about me.
Yeah.
And lied about people I work with because they were disgruntled and couldn't figure out why they didn't get the promotion that somebody else did, or, they got fired. So, I'm going to claim that they did all this stuff, which was total crap. So if they show me proof, then I'll go, yeah, you know what? Yeah, they're a bunch of cheaters. Okay, let's move on. If you can't catch them, that's on you.
Yeah.
But until then, I'm going to be just... I'm going to be a little skeptical, that's all.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching the full report. And once we do that, I think we'll know a little bit more. But what happens, let's say, if you watch that and you start believing that, the Patriots were cheating all this time, does it change your opinion of who the best coach of all time is or who the best quarterback of all time is at all?
No, especially some of the stuff where allegedly they were sending guys in the locker room to steal playlists, and other teams knew it, so they changed the playlist up. How does that help you? They give you false playlists. So, yeah, you're trying to cheat and it's backfiring. So, no, it doesn't change my opinion of things. I mean, and all of this stuff goes on. Everybody's looking for an edge. And it's common with every team. And I could tell you some stories about several teams that have tried to do stuff like this. Everybody knows what everybody else is doing anyway. Doesn't matter. But, you know, if you want to be one of those, oh, I'm going to scream at them and basically, oh, they're cheaters. Whoa, legacy. If you want to be those guys, that's cool. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I'm certainly entitled to that opinion. It's just not going to affect what I think. They still beat your ass on the field. And that's all it ever comes down to.
All right.
In my opinion. Anyway, I promise we'll get to the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day when we come back. I promise.
Okay. That's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
Yeah, because, well, we've just had more interesting stuff. I don't know. Not more interesting, just different stuff. Hey, let's give something away. Two tickets to the first annual Arts and Draft Houston presented by Ziegenbach Amber Beer, Goose Island IPA, and Grandma's Boys Lemonade, benefiting La Rosa Family Services, Saturday, September 9th, 19th, at the Silo Houston. It's a celebration of beer, art, and entertainment. Tickets are just $30 in advance, so get yours now at artsanddraftshu.com. It's artsanddraftshu.com, and enjoy the works of local artists, craft beers, and spiked lemonade.
You going to go to that thing?
Depends on what I got going that day. But caller number 10, you get the tickets to it. I'm thinking so.
Yeah. I'll be in New Orleans that weekend, but... I'm actually bummed that I'm missing this event. It's going to be a really cool event.
Yeah, I don't know what I have planned yet that day, but tentatively I would like to go. Quick break. It's Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I fell to sleep. The wolves got me. Tits and teeth. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
And we are back on the Blitz. Paranoid Pandas says, thanks for putting the podcast on that podcast arena. It works great on my phone. Yeah, our guy Brandon, who works here, did a fantastic job putting that together. And there's going to be a lot of cool stuff on there, including us, so please check it out. Very excited about podcast arena, as well as a lot of the other things that we were mentioning earlier. And Nick, is your defense of the Patriots really the everyone is doing excuse? Nick, let me tell you what my defense of the Patriots is. My defense is I don't care, okay? And if you get worked up over it and you want to go point out all this little stuff, be my guest. You get worked up over it. I don't care. Cheating goes on with every team in every sport. And the reason that people care is it's the Patriots. And frankly, I'm tired of it. So if you want to get worked up and get all upset and say, oh, they're not any good, they still kicked your ass on the field. And they've kicked everybody's ass on the field. And that's all that matters to me. And so you can, you know, if you can try to tear it down all you want, that's your business. And maybe you can say, oh, well, my team would have won. Be my guest. That's certainly your position. Take it. Not going to get me there. And you're not going to get me worked up. Sorry. Just not interested. All right. Let's do this. Finally, let's do this Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, AJ, I have three contenders here.
All right.
And so you get to pick which one you want. Because I'd like to hear your commentary on several of these, but we'll just do one. We have the West Point pillow fight, which I know you're familiar with.
Yes.
How that went awry. We have a Russian town besieged by hungry bears. And we have the drunk woman offering sex to cops.
Saw her.
Yeah. So any one of those would make a great gym of the day. Which one would you like to do?
I'll let you be the chooser. I enjoyed all three stories.
Well, we'll at some point this week we'll get to the other ones.
Yeah.
That we don't. But let's do the trio of cops declining the suspect's sex acts offer, because ordinarily when somebody gets arrested, they're not very attractive.
All right.
But
this one you're into?
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures of her on the smoking gun?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's hot. But in a bid to dodge DUI and drug charges, a 24-year-old Florida woman, of course, allegedly offered to perform sex acts upon three separate cops, solicitations that were rejected and resulted in bribery charges being filed against the woman. Ariel Ingert was pulled over at 2:48 a.m., which that's never a good sign, when her car was spotted weaving on a Clearwater street. She was subsequently arrested after failing a series of field sobriety tests and registering a blood alcohol content at twice the legal limit. She was also charged with marijuana possession, but she's going for the grand slam here, after a small amount of pot was found in her purse. After being transported to the county jail, she allegedly told Deputy Brian Sudbrink that she would perform oral pleasure and other sex acts upon him.
Oh, wait, well, what other are we talking?
Well, it just says other
How
sex acts.
How far is she planning to go?
If he would not charge her for the two misdemeanors. As she was being processed, a small bag of cocaine was located inside her bra.
Ah.
As a result, she was charged with narcotics possession and introduction of contraband into a detention facility, both felonies. Allegedly, the cocaine prompted Ingbert to offer deputies Obed Munoz and Eric Biddle the identical sexual services that were offered to Sudbrink. That led the law enforcement personnel to the filing of three separate bribery counts.
Ugh.
Her rap sheet includes prior callers,
not wise, honey,
callers for drunk driving and possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. She was freed from custody early today after posting a $5,150 bond. Here's the best part. According to her Facebook page, she's studying philosophy at the University of Florida.
No.
I bleep, therefore I am. Is that kind of where she's going with it?
Yep.
The wise man knows what he does not. No, never mind. I better not say that. Anyway, somebody was sent this earlier and said, "Would you?" It's like, no. There's too many cameras in the world. Even if you wanted to get away with it,
yeah,
not a chance in hell.
No. Nope.
So they did the right thing, but you know, good luck with those philosophy studies. You know, I'd be real interested in her take on Plato's Parable of the Cave. I think she's probably stepped outside of that. But anyway, nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. That's your Zotto Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zanuck Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I guess I'm not explaining myself very well because the texture says they win because they cheat, and that's okay. No, I don't think they win because they cheat. I think they're better than you. That's why they win. If you think they cheat, that's great. But I don't think it's cheating, and I haven't seen enough to show me that it made any difference in the outcome of any games. So, no, they win because they're better than you. If they were cheating, no, it's not okay. And they've already been punished way more than they should have been for this last thing. So, you know, that's certainly that's your opinion. Well, that's my opinion. And you're not going to change my mind because I just don't care. I think you guys make too much out of this crap. Everybody, that's what we do in this society, man. We didn't win, so it must be because somebody cheated. It wasn't that we weren't good enough. Oh, let's dig up everything we can find. Your team's doing crap, too. Haven't been caught. Why are we not going nuts over the extra noise that the Falcons piped in?
Yeah.
Why is nobody going nuts over that? Because they don't win a damn thing. Even with that, they weren't good enough. That's the problem. In this country, we have to tear down everything. Our most successful people, we have to find a way to tear them down. Say, oh, they didn't really accomplish anything. The bottom line is, and I guarantee you, anybody who's played football out there, those of you who are saying this, you never played football. We get Henry Thomas on here. He'll tell you. Doesn't matter if you know what they're doing. You have to go out there and outplay the other team. You have to go out there and beat them on the field. And they all know every play that's coming. Why do you think they react the way they do? Watch pre-snap. Oh, this play's coming. Right. This play's coming. So, yeah.
Again, I want to see the play.
Yeah.
I got to see which call they messed up to know if it's warranted or not. I mean,
but anyway, I guarantee you.
If Lamont posted that, he sent that tweet about that referee that tackled Steven Garcia a couple years ago.
Yeah.
If it's that, I mean, that guy should die.
Anyway.
I got some breaking news.
Yes.
Do it. The NFL has offered the halftime slot to this particular.
Wait, what halftime slot? Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, we're already doing that?
Yeah. Do you want to guess who it is?
No. I don't.
No. We want you to just tell us.
Mr. Bruno Mars has been offered the Super Bowl 50.
Didn't he just do
show.
It?
That's what I thought. But the story I saw on Entertainment Weekly had him as the Super Bowl 50 halftime show. They offered to him. I don't think he's accepted or not yet.
Okay.
See, I only know him from they play his songs at the casino sometimes. That's the only way.
Yeah. Mm. That's the only way you know him?
Yeah.
Oh, Fred.
Okay, see, now I don't even understand your text. There is a big difference between crowd noise and feeling the answers to questions. You must be a Patriots Tom Brady lover. Yeah, that's it, because I disagree with you. I must love Tom Brady. Get out of here, 817.
You're right. He did play at Super Bowl 48 2 years ago.
Jeez.
So he was offered 50, and he did 48.
He's a big star. Good for him. Mm.
And besides, I think football has bigger problems than this stuff. And, you know, you guys want to get worked up over it, be my guess, but... I'm done talking about it. I just don't care. And I think you're overreacting, and I think that's fine. And if AJ wants to talk about it, you're welcome to. You're welcome to field all the questions about the Patriots and their cheating as a Bills fan. So, anyway, I digress. What do we have next? It's Tuesday, so we have Weekend Bleepage coming up.
Yes. Awesome. All right, first, guys, I'm going to tell you about Attorney Gary Trichter. If you find yourself in trouble with the law, they may be accusing you of DWI. It's not a good idea to do what that chick in Florida did. It's not a good idea to try to, you know, work your way out of it. You need a good attorney, not, you know, good oral skills. You need a lawyer with good oral skills who knows how to argue on your behalf. And that's where Attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He is one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. That means he's experienced in telling the truth about police breath tests, police blood tests to juries. You know, not just going in and knocking on wood, pleading guilty, hoping for the best. This guy understands the science behind, these police tests and the flaws in the science. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Keep his number in your cell phone. You never know when you might need it. 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're having lunch Thursday at Wingstop at Texas Parkway in Missouri City from 12:30 to 1:30. Pick up some wings and make sure to register to win Texas Cal tickets on September 19th in Austin. Wingstop is the preferred wings of ESPN 97.5. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7 o'clock. Call him and talk about cheating.
Yeah.
Soccer. Speaking of which, let's give away some tickets. How about you win 2 tickets to see the Dynamo take on Real Salt Lake? It's Hispanic Heritage Night. Presented by Bud Light. Saturday, September 12th, kickoff at 7:30. Special offers for Saturday's game are now available. Get your tickets now. Log on to HoustonDynamo.com. We'll give it to caller number 15. So, all right. See, I love how you guys can make a difference if you would talk about how they're cheating. No, we can't make a difference. Stop that.
Listen, once I watch that Outside the Lines report, I'll talk more about it. I want to get to what exactly they were into. I'm not like Fred. I'm not just poo-pooing it. But I don't want
to... I'm suspicious of the timing of it. As somebody who used
no
to...
No doubt.
Especially as somebody who used to make those kind of decisions. I distrust the media more than I'd... I just think, especially in this case, the timing of
especially like us media.
Well, no. I don't trust us. We're not us media. At all. We're not media. About. We're entertainers. But I
speak
just,
for yourself.
I'm very, very dubious. I'm very dubious, especially when it's an organization that made serious mistakes about the original story in the first place. And I'll continue to be dubious. Yeah. And the thing is, the bottom line is, I don't care. I really don't, because no matter what you do, it's not going to make every little edge will help you, but it's not going to help you throw a better pass. It's not going to help you out execute somebody. Every team, why do you think they study film so much? They know everybody's tendencies, everybody's formations. You're not gaining an edge. I'm sorry. And you're never going to convince me of that. So, you know, and if you guys want to get worked up on it, that's be my guess. But I'm sorry. AJ can talk about it with you all he wants. I'm not going to take a trumped up thing and try to make it a radio topic to make a big deal to get everybody worked up when I just don't think it's important.
All right. That's fair.
And from Conrad, if this were the Jaguars accused of this, would all these enraged people be so up in arms? No way. No one would care. Exactly.
Right, but if the Jags had won a bunch of championships, people would care.
But see, that's the thing. That's the only reason people care. Oh, they won championships. It must be because they were cheating, not because they were better than everybody else, not because you couldn't stop them. I mean, the Colts are still crying about the underinflated balls when they were inflated and they got their ass kicked in the second half.
Yeah,
but it had no impact on the game. None whatsoever. You got your ass kicked. Deal with it. That's just I hate that mentality of, oh, let's...
What about these teams that are on probation in college football, or they get their wins taken away, or they, you know, even when they're better than everybody else because they cheated?
Most of them get their wins back. Look at Penn State.
They didn't cheat. What about USC? USC got a national championship taken away. They're better than everybody else. UNLV. If New England gets caught, they get caught.
See,
you can't separate those things.
I can because everybody's doing it. It's just who gets caught and who doesn't.
Right. So if New England gets caught...
They already did. This is all news. This is all news.
No, they got caught once. If it turns out that this was a pattern, that doesn't change anything for you?
No, they already got overpunished for it anyway.
Well, we see that very differently.
I'll tell you what, I'll let you deal with the listeners on this because I honestly do not care. There is not one aspect of this story that interests me. This is just the timing of it is to try to get more ratings and more people talking about it and deflecting the fact that the NFL screwed this up big time. And, oh, by the way, ESPN misreported stuff in the beginning of this.
Yeah.
And recently misreported.
To me, the biggest issue is if Roger Goodell was trying to hide this and sweep this under the rug in some kind of way to protect the shield.
Yeah, that's a different issue, but I don't think that's the case. Why would you drag them through the mud over this minor incident of ball inflation as much as you have and then cover that up? I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I just don't think it's, you know, and if it winds up being a big deal, then I'll say, you know what? Hey, it's a big deal. They got away with more, but I still don't care.
Yeah.
Let's do Week in Bleepage.
This is what bleepage sounds like.
Yeah, because you're a you don't know about baseball. You're filling in for somebody.
How do you spell reach?
You know how to spell it. It's in your vocabulary. I'm sure you know.
You gotta watch this. I gotta read out on a tweet from our own people in here that we don't have a player. How the does that benefit the Reds?
They're gonna have to regroup. I mean, excuse me, regroup. And there you go. So that's what we got. And where'd that come from?
And this is what bleepage sounds like on the Blitz.
That's as good as it gets. I mean, we were f***ing each other as hard as we could without bumping into each other. F***ing each other just as, enough that the other guys would put up with it. And that was really fun.
Any luck with, who's the guy you have a crush on?
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watts, any luck with J.J. Watts?
Look, what happens in the DMs stays in the DMs. I like the big
Okay. Fair enough. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
The only person that testified under oath in this is Tom Brady. Goodell has lied. He lied in the Ray Rice case. He lied in this case. He has lied in the Peterson case. How many times do you need to know that this guy is a flaming
Paul, last week I sent you in a rant. I had a case tractor bucket of dumped on me, and you didn't show it.
And I thought, I'm changing companies, but I didn't know where yet. So I interviewed at 6 or 7 places, lots of different places. They were all gracious. I interviewed at National Geographic. I kid you not, I've always been fond of zebras.
What's it like first day without Hard Knocks cameras in the building?
Probably in my 45 years, probably one of the best days of my life. Next to my children and my wedding, I guess.
This has been the Weekend Bleepage on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, that was so inappropriate.
Hey, John, how much time do we have?
Less than a minute.
Okay. Charlie Strong showed up at Sean Watson's press conference.
Yeah.
And basically said that Jay Norville is going to take over play calling duties. Sean Watson is just going to handle quarterbacks. Will remain on the staff. But Jay Norvell is the new offensive coordinator for the University of Texas. So kind of kudos to Charlie Strong for, you know, making a move when he sees something clearly wrong, even though it's one of his boys. He said Watson's upset, but he truly understands. And Norvell is more familiar with the spread offense.
Good luck.
Yep. We'll discuss that more tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.